Great.
That's... I know one of the former sales guys there.
Perfect. So folks, the year is 3303 BC and the Fir Bullock tribe, they rule Ireland. But the Tuatha De Danann tribe, a Scandinavian tribe and a far bigger people, have after come up into Galway Bay, travelled up Loch Corrib, and they've landed up here in, on that isthmus between the two lakes. The Fir Bullock tribe hear about this from Tara down in County Meath, and their king, King Uki, sends his troops up towards the Tuatha De Danann king, who was named King Nuada. Now, what Nuada had done with the Tuatha De Danann king was, well, as soon as he heard about this big mobilisation of troops, what he built a massive fort on the top of Ben Levy, which is the mountain just over by Clonbur, and it's where you can actually see the whole valley of the isthmus of Conn. That isthmus, or trunk of land, is about 6 miles long and it's about 4 miles high, and we're concerned with about 2 miles, about 4 by 2 miles of that rectangle. So, there were loads and loads of negotiations going on between the Fir Bullock and the Tuatha De Danann, but there was to no avail. And so they ended up going to have a battle. And on the first day of the battle, the Fir Bullock actually won. And they had to carry the head of the Tuatha De Danann and the stone with them back to their king, King Uki, in order to commemorate him. And that cairn that was built, that big pile of stone, is right up here, and it's called Bally McGibbon Cairn. Now, just before they actually had that battle, There was a tradition between tribes that actually knew each other. These two tribes shared a common language, and the tradition was to test their strength. And so what they done was that they had a game of hurling, and the Fir Bullocks killed 27 Tuatha De Danann players in the first day of that game, or sorry, the first few hours of that game of hurling. And the Tuatha De Danann turned around and says, "Well, we're not playing this game anymore."
Or only with the ball, anyway, not knowing to
hit. Yeah. Now, the actual field of the hurlers, it's called, we're going to be passing it as we go from Cross up towards the Neil on the right-hand side. But when I say to you, I'm going to be saying, here's the field of the hurlers, you're going to be going, well, it's just a field, isn't it? You know, but it is there, I promise. So if you'd like to follow me, we'll have a look back and give it.